chapter 3, Mishnah 9, Ma'aseh Sheni Shenichnas Yushalayim. If Ma'aseh Sheni was brought into Jerusalem, the Nitman, it became unclean. Right, it became impure. Bein Shenitma Ba'avatuma, Bein Shenitma Ba'vladatuma. And whether it became unclean from a primary source of tuma or a secondary source of tuma. Primary source of impurity or secondary source of impurity. So when we get to all the laws of purity and impurity, we'll go into this into detail, but the impurity had a primary source of impurity, and if that made something else impure, that became a first level, and then you had a second level and a third level, and holy things even up to a fourth level, right, of impurity. But says this Mishnah, whether it was a primary source of impurity or a secondary source of impurity, and this Ma'aseh Sheni became impure, and it's inside Jerusalem now. And whether it became impure inside or outside. So whether it became impure before it became in, the Ma'aseh Sheni produce, or it became impure inside Jerusalem. So in all of these cases, normally Ma'aseh Sheni, you're not allowed to redeem onto money. You're not allowed to redeem Ma'aseh Sheni onto money, except where it's impure. Except if it becomes impure, then you do redeem it onto money, and you take the money and you buy other produce with it. So that's how you get it out of being impure. In these cases over here, Beishama Emrim, Yepadev, Yachel, Hakol, Bifnim, you eat, you redeem, and you eat the produce, you buy other produce inside. So this produce that is Ma'aseh Sheni, that is impure, you redeem it onto money, and you can then you must eat the produce inside. It's no longer Ma'aseh Sheni produce, but you still have to eat it inside. And the reason being, Beishama worry that if people will see you taking the produce out, they'll think, you know what, you can take Ma'aseh Sheni produce outside of Jerusalem. And once it's inside, you can't take it out. It has to stay inside. So that's why Beishama say you have to redeem it and eat it inside. Chutz mishenitma ba'avatuma b'chutz. Unless there's one scenario, and that is where it became impure from a primary source of impurity while it was outside Jerusalem. Because where produce comes into Jerusalem, says Beishama, impure from a primary source of impurity, everybody knows that produce is impure from a primary source of impurity. So if you redeem it and take it back out, nobody's going to think that you're taking Ma'aseh Sheni produce out. It was a well-known thing. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel disagree. They don't hold of this principle of Beis Shammah at all, that you worried people will think you can take Ma'aseh Sheni produce outside of Jerusalem. Hakol Yepadev Yachel B'chutz, says Beis Hillel, everything can be redeemed, everything must be redeemed, and then you can take it outside of Jerusalem and you can eat it. Once it's redeemed, the walls of Jerusalem kind of lose their hold over the Ma'aseh Sheni produce, and you can then take it back out again. It's no longer Ma'aseh Sheni, take it out. Except one case, chutz mishen nitma bivladatuma bivnim, except something which is rendered unclean by a lower level of impurity inside Jerusalem. Because it's already inside Jerusalem, and because it's only got a very low level of impurity, so there, says Beis Hillel, the walls don't lose their hold on their produce, and that produce is now no longer allowed to leave Jerusalem.